rugger och kettilugger, så fjuar de i en asminelle kryter och giggar i svetten och ultiklen och pajnudjar i dag.
Iga glömmer övdalska sig sig en liten kripp. Och I've spoken this language at Valien since I was a small child. I've tried to teach my children, and now they live at different places in Sweden, and my grandchildren don't understand me. My name is Lena Egert. I'm from Älvdalen, and I teach music at the music school. Edir mycket brötare och edir it's more soft compared to Swedish. Älvdalen it's a softer language. It's music in the language. It's perfect to sing in.
Skrev brev. Och om vilde guld skrev vänner. Skrev några räder.
It's very endangered. There are only about 60 children under the age of 18 that speak it today.
Yair Sapir, a language professor from Israel, is leading the campaign to win recognition for a tongue once banned in the most liberal of countries.
The aim in Sweden, just as in many states all over the world, was to have a standard language that is the official one and to diminish the importance of the local linguistic varieties.
It's extraordinary that a man from Israel should be so hooked on Älvdalen.
While I was working on my PhD thesis about the Icelandic language, I discovered this language that is also of great importance to researchers that are interested in the Scandinavian languages.
My name is Lid Ulla Schütt. Jag lärde mig dalsk musik var femte år för att jämnas mig. Svensket är min mig. I learned to speak Älvdalen when I was 15. My parents had always talked Älvdalen, but not with me, because it was at a time when they discussed if it was good for children or not. So I learned it as a 15-year-old, but it's a great deal of my cultural identity. The older I get, the more Älvdalen am I, in my soul, in my heart.
What does Sweden itself need to do? Is it doing enough to actually preserve it?
It doesn't seem so right now. We have five recognized minority languages in Sweden right now, and Älvdalen is not one of them. The authorities claim that this is just a Swedish dialect like all the other. In Sweden, dialects don't really get any support from the state, so what would actually be needed is a recognition as a full-fledged language.
Why is this not happening?
I have no idea. I'm trying to make it happen, and I'm trying to help the speakers of Älvdalen to bring it about, and I'm in touch with the Swedish government trying to explain which asset this is actually for the whole of Sweden. But so far, we haven't been that lucky. Är det lite viktigt att bevara språket? Är det en del av kulturen? It's important to preserve the mother tongue, and one should not be ashamed of it, but rather proud of it.
Jag heter Ellen Johansson. My name is Ellen Johansson. Jag är 13. I'm 13.
Why do you want to speak Älvdalen?
It's fun.
Do you think that Älvdalen will be any good to you in the future?
Yes, it won't disappear, so it won't die.
I tror att det är mer och mer. I tror att det är glad med kumte liv och länge. I think this language will live for a long, long time because people are more and more interested in it, also in Älvdalen. Yes. I'm optimistic.
The first kindergarten where Älvdalen will be exclusively spoken is expected to open next year. This is a significant step on the road to preservation, but more needs to be done. Malcolm Brabant, DW, Copenhagen.